We're starting with Hashem, Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, Shir 6, Simen Peches. The Makor for Sif Aleph is the Mishnah in Chulin, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol HaBasar Asur Levashal B'Cholov, Chutz Mi Basar Dogim B'Chagovim. It's Asur to cook any meat with milk, except fish and locust. V'Asur LaHa'alois Im HaGvino Al HaShulchan. You may not bring up meat onto the table with cheese, chutz mi basa dogim mechagovim, except for fish and grasshoppers. That's the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and then the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says, after it brings the machlokes, b'tzilum b'shamay, the Mishnah says, be'ezet shulchan amru, b'shulchan she'echal alav. Which table are we speaking about? The table that we eat on. Aval b'shulchan she'sudu alav, it's a tafshil. But the serving table, nice and zebet zeb in a choshish. You can put one next to the other, and you're not afraid that you'll eat them together. That's the makor of the sif. Let's see the machaber. The machaber says, afilu basar chaya v'oif, even the meat of a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, v'oif and fowl, also lahalos al shulchan, sho'echol alav gvina, one may not put it on the table that you're eating cheese. The shach says the same as vice versa. So you should not come to eat them together. But the serving table, you may put one next to the other. So the Taz in Sifkot Aleph says, even if I'll eat the meat and chicken together, there's no Isidai Raisa. There's only an Isid to eat Basar B'Cholov that was cooked together. The name said to have a gzera l'gzera, and it will come out that it's a gzera l'gzera. One gzera is to put them on the table, which the gzera that will come to eat them together, and eating them together is only a gzera that will cook it together, or eat something that's cooked together. The Gemara Amrina, and the Bekhai Gavna Gazrina l'gzera l'gzera. In the Gemara it says that in such a case, we make a gzera l'gzera. So now, in order to understand this Taz, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is on Daf Kufdalad Amun Aleph, towards the bottom. V'asur lahalos, Amar Rav Yosef, Shemamina, Basar oif b'cholav da'i v'isa. Rav Yosef learns from the Mishnah that says that you may not put any meat on the table except for fish and grasshoppers, which includes fowl, chicken. That, from here you see, that chicken and milk is da'i v'isa, to cook together. The isak adat d'rabbanon, because if you say chicken and milk is only d'rabbanon, achila gufa gzeira, to eat them together is a gzeira. So why should we make another gzera of putting it on the table? Maybe I'll come to eat them together. It's a gzera l'gzera. So since it would be a gzera l'gzera, so it must be that chicken and milk is d'oraisa, and therefore it's not a gzera l'gzera. So the Gemara asks, so we not tamer the leg as we know gzera l'gzera. How do we know that we do not make one gzera on another gzera? That nan chalas chutz la'aretz ne'echelas im hazor al ha'shulchan. Chala that was taken off to be given to the kohen can be eaten on the same table as someone who's not a kohen. When he sent us l'chol kohen sheyirtzeh, you can give it to any kohen that you want, even a kohen am ha'aretz who does not keep the laws of tumah v'tara. But we see that you could eat it on the same table as someone who's not a kohen, and we're not afraid that he's going to eat it. Why don't we make a gzera? Because chala of chutz la'aretz is only d'rabbanon, and therefore we don't make a gzera l'gzera. Amar le'abaye. Bishleima iyashmin and chalas chutz la'aretz ba'aretz d'ikah lemigzar mishum chalas ha'aretz da'i b'aisa v'loi gazrinon ikah lemishum minay. If you would tell me that chalas chutz la'aretz that came into Eretz Yisrael, that now we should make a gzera not to eat the chalas chutz la'aretz on the same table, because maybe I'll come to bring chala of Eretz Yisrael, which is the rice on the table, and then the non-kohen will come to eat it. So if you tell me that, then ikah lemishum minay. I can learn from there that if I see in such a case that I don't make a gzera of chalas chutz la'aretz because it's a gzera l'gzera to come to eat chalas ha'aretz, so I would learn out from there that if basar if it's d'rabbanan, I would not make a gzera atu basar behema, and since I do make a gzera, we can learn out that it's d'oraisa. That's if the case was that it's chalas chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Ela chutz la'aretz, the reason we don't make a gzera of chalas chutz la'aretz in chutz la'aretz, Mishum the lekal mikzar hu, because there's no reason to make a gzera, because we're not afraid that he'll come to eat chalas of Eretz Yisrael since it's in chutz la'aretz. Aval hacha yishavis le la'asuke aif v'gvina, ase la'asuke basa v'gvina. But by cheese and chicken, if we permit him to bring up cheese and chicken on the table, he'll bring up meat and cheese on the table, u'mecho basa b'cholav d'ayvaisa, and by meat it's d'ayvaisa. So Rashi over here says, aval hacha, afal gav de lo yiboyil on the migzer ha'alosei ato achilosei, even though there's no reason to be make a gzeira to bring cheese and chicken on the table if it's durabonon, because I'll come to eat it, because that's a durabonon. Ikilim migzer ha'alosei ato ha'alos v'achilas basa behema. I could make a gzeira that not to bring cheese and chicken on the table, because maybe I'll bring up cheese and meat on the table, and I'll come to eat meat with cheese. Tchi masak lehu was if I'll bring up the meat and the cheese together, haino achila, da'asi l'machlinu v'hadadi. I'll come to eat them together. In other words, the Prima Gadim explains what Rashi means to say is that by chicken and cheese, it's only one gzeira. I'll make one gzeira that if it will be usher to bring chicken and cheese on the table, I'll come to bring meat and cheese on the table, and once they're on the table, I'll most probably eat it. So it's one gzeira, chicken and cheese, atu, meat and cheese on the table, which will definitely be eaten, which is d'oraisa. That's the way Rashi learns, according to the Prima Gadim. However, the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Hilchos Macholos Asuris Halacha Chof, says as follows, Osu laha alois oif ima gvina ala shulchan, one may not bring up chicken and cheese on the table, shuhu oichol alav, on the table that he's eating on, gzeira mishum hergal avera, it's a gzeira that I'll come to do an avera, maybe I'll eat one with the other. So the Lacha Mishnah says that the Rambam means maybe I'll come to eat the chicken with the cheese. And nonetheless, it's aser, because in this case we make a gzeira l'gzeira. And when the Gemara says, Yishovis le'asuke oif gvina, aser le'asuke basar gvina, that the gzeira is, if I'll come to put chicken and cheese on the table, I'll come to put meat and cheese on the table, it's lav dafka, and there's two possibilities. Either the gzeira is because I'll come to put meat and cheese on the table, or the gzeira is I'll come to eat chicken and cheese together. And the reason the Rambam chose, the reason that's not in the Gemara, is to tell you that the Gemara is lav dafka. So let's just finish the Gemara. Maskev le Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks, and Rav Yosef holds that oif b'cholav is d'oraisa, soif tzenim b'tzenim hu. If I bring it on the table and I'll eat them together, it's still cold, and it's not also d'oraisa. So according to Rav Yosef, that we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira, it should be mutter. Amar Abaye, Abaye answers for Rav Yosef, gzeira shemiyala be'ilfes v'seach. Maybe I'll bring it onto the table hot, in a hot bowl. So the Gemara asks again, soif klisheni, who have a klisheni ain't a mavashal, even if I bring it in a hot bowl, the bowl is a klisheni, and the klisheni doesn't cook, so what's the gzeira? So the Gemara answers, al gzeira shemiyala be'ilfes v'shein. If I'm going to put cheese and meat on the table, or cheese and chicken, which is d'oraisa, I'll come to bring them together to the table in the pot. And then it will be bishul basar b'cholav. So now again, let's see the Taz. The Taz says that over here it's a gzeira l'gzeira, because the Mechaber is going like the Rambam, because the Mechaber says, shelo yovli la'ochlam yachad, that a gzeira is, I shouldn't come to eat them together. So that's like the Rambam. That over here we go to a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Taz is explaining that according to the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, we're gozer over here, in this case, gzeira l'gzeira, which is not like Rashi. So now let's see Shach, Sifkot and Beis. Osu lahalois ala shulchan, v'nire, dafka basar osu lahalois ala shulchan, sho'echol cholov o'ipcho. It's only osur to put on the same table meat that you're eating milk on, or milk on that table that you're eating meat on. Because people are not separated from meat and milk. They're both heter by themselves, and people are used to eating them. But it's mutter to put non-kosher meat, nevela is lapdafka, any meat that's not kosher, can be put on the same table that you're eating kosher meat. And this is clear in the words of the Ran. Beis Yosef brings the Ran in Siman Tzadik Zayin. meal, Mimashaklasava Rosh, Repebushal in the Dorim, Saif Dafnim Aleph, from the Rosh in the Dorim, Gabi Hamudu Hanor Mechabere, Eichel Imai Halashulchon, the Rosh says, someone who made a neder not to derive any benefit from his friend, so the Gemara says they can eat on the same table. So the Rosh says, V'zele Shainai, V'lechashinan Shem Ya'eichel Imai, we're not afraid that they'll eat together. The Kivan Shadiroi, that's because since the he made a neder not to eat from his friend, Mistamas Sainim Zeze, they most probably hate each other. Tvei Mishne Achsanoim Ha'eichel Mashulchan Echad Zebrasa Bezegmino. Two strangers will see and say, babes can eat on the same table, meat and milk, because they don't know each other. So certainly, someone who made a neder not to eat from his friend, he probably will separate from him more than two strangers, since he hates him. Adkan Lashone, that's the Rosh. Mashma, so we see from the Rosh, that even by other Isurim, in this case, neder, we see that the Rosh says that the only reason it's mutter is because they probably hate each other. But if not for the fact that they would probably hate each other, they would not be able to eat on the same table, unless there's a hacker. But without a hacker, they can't eat on the same table, if they wouldn't hate each other. Why? Nedarim is other Isurim, is not Basa B'cholav. So we see that by other Isurim, you cannot eat on the same table unless we have another reason, that it's mutter. V'yishlemed Nedarim, kivan she'ena aser ele mitzad nidroi. We can say that by Nedarim, since the only Isur is because he made a neder, not to eat from his friend, so it's usually something that he doesn't separate from. Choshev ko Basa B'cholav, shekol echad hetu b'fnei atzmoi. Therefore, it's like Basa B'cholav, and you should need a hacker. Except the Rosh says that we have another reason that they hate each other. Therefore, you don't need a hacker. But otherwise, Nedarim, since it's something that was once mutter and now is aser, it should need a hacker like Basa B'cholav. Avol Shbishar Yisurim, Yeshlem Edem Moedah HaRosh. But by other Yisurim that are always aser, the Rosh would be Moedah that you can eat it on the same table, even without a hacker, since people are Bedilim Inei. So the Nafkamina would be, if someone made a neder not to eat a certain food. Not that he made a neder not to eat from his friend. He made a neder not to eat a certain food. So over here, since we're saying that Nedarim is Lebedi Limineh, therefore you would not be able to eat on a table that had this food, unless it's a hacker. So that's one din. Nedarim is different than other Isurim. Then the Shach says, V'ha the cost of Haraj v'b'tshuva. So if Simon Kufayin Zayin, this the Rajvi says, Umeviyeh Bes Yosef Barachayim, Simon Tavish Mem, brought into Bes Yosef, in Hilchos Pesach. Again, we're learning this in Yoni D'Yoyma. Right around Pesach, we have some Hilchos Pesach. The Goy HaBoim Chomtzai LeBeis Yisrael, that a Goy that comes with his Chomets to the house of Yisrael, also LeHa'aloisai Imai Ala Shulchan. You may not eat on the same table, according to the Rajba. Yoth Pasach Hach B'Shulchan Aruch Sham. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. So, we see that it's other Yisurim, Shal Yisurim, and still, it's, you cannot eat it on the same table. Near the Hasim Shum Chomet the Chomet Shiny. So the Shach says over there it's different, because Chomet is more Chomer than other Yisurim. The Kivan, the Chomet from Mashu, Rachachu Shalay Yis Arev Piru Echad Mishal Goy Bishal Yisrael. Since Chomet is Asav Mashu, it's very hard to be sure that a drop of the Chomet of a Goy won't go into the food of the Yid, and will ask the food of the Yid. Mashu Kosev Arash Bisham. Teda. Well, there we see that even if there's a hefsek of a placemat, meaning that there's a hacker, it's still aser. So you see that it has to be that there's a different reason for chomets than other isurim. Because even if I would want to say that shari isurim is aser, it's still mutter with a hacker. So from the fact that we see that chomets is aser, even with a hacker, we see there's a different reason of chomets. The reason is because it's aser b'mashu. And therefore, we have no proof from Chometz that Shari Isurim is Aser. If I may digress for a moment, since we're talking about Chometz B'mashu, when it comes to cleaning for Pesach, first one thing is important to remember, dust is not Chometz. What has to be cleaned for Pesach is anywhere where food can touch, or food will get to. Anywhere in the kitchen, even if the tiniest bit of Chometz will come in contact to the food, it will Aser the whole food. Therefore, in the kitchen and other eating areas, you have to clean very well. But in places where chametz does not get to, does not have to be cleaned, places where hummus might have gotten to, meaning if you have little children, this can be anywhere under the height that they could get to, these places have to be cleaned. But if you're not afraid that you come to eat it, the only thing we're cleaning for is a kazayis of chametz. For example, in your bedroom closet, you're not going to eat in your bedroom closet. So basically, all we're looking for in your bedroom closet is for a kazayis of chametz. If you clean it well, you don't have to go crazy about every single drop. It's only in the kitchen and eating areas where we have to be careful about every drop, that we have to scrub the tables and all the kitchen appliances that you'll use on Pesach or that chametz will come to touch. Anyways, let's continue. So, according to the Rashba, we say that chametz is different. Ochin medivir ha'ochus chayim, shehevi ha'beisiesif l'shom, ochus chayim is brought over there in the beisiesif in ochus Pesach, le'mashma ha'chi l'chulu, is not mashma like we're saying, shekosef shom, v'zeh l'shonei, im roitza ha'goy lechol chametz v'beis Yisrael, if the goy wants to eat chametz in the house of Yisrael, mutar v'afilu al-shulchan Yisrael, korv ha'dov l'hatar zeh matzah v'zeh chametz, and even on the same table, the Yid could eat his matzah and the goy his chametz. Dumi d'shneach senoyim, similar to guests which are strangers. Adkan. That's the Ochos Chaim. Umidahitu mitayma dumi d'shneach senoyim, dafka. And the fact that he matzah it only because they're like two guests, michlal d'savale d'afilu dovashu asum b'fnei atzme asur l'ha'alisimu ala shulchan. We see that he holds that even something that's asur b'fnei atzme, that's not possible chalav, cannot be brought on the same table. Because you see, he's not saying because the chametz is different. He's saying the only reason it's mutter over there is because of our guests. But if they would not be our guests, it would be asr. Why? So you see that shari surim is asr, to eat on the same table. Mekom makom divri haran nirim. However, the Rishach says, that it seems to him the words of the Ran. V'chein mashma is kol ha'poiskim. And that's also how it's mashma from the poiskim. Shlo yikosvu isr zeh el la gamir basa b'cholav. That the only right, the Isser, to put on the same table, the Basa B'cholav, the Gam Nirali, the Ochos Chaim Moidel is that. It seems to me that the Ochos Chaim would agree by Shari Surim. So why over there is only Mutter because they're like guests? Ela Dushani Hosam, Dal Halecham Yichya Ha'odom. The reason over there, they have to be like guests, in order for it to be Mutter, is because bread is a staple of the diet. That's certainly how it was in the olden days. V'rogel by kol hashana, and he's used to eating bread the whole year. V'le bedilim in shemineh, and they're not separated from it. Therefore, it's only mutter because they're like guests. But if not for the reason that they'd be like guests, it would be usr. But that's only by bread, because bread is a staple of the diet. But other isurim, which are not bread, would be mutter. Uchak haygavna kosev avosh perak ein ma'amidim, and the Rosh says similarly in Masech Sefer Zohar in the second perak. Gavi Bishul Goy, over there he's talking about the beer of Gentiles, which are also to drink in a group together with Gentiles. So the Rosh says that the beer of Gentiles is more lenient than bread, than pasakum, the pas tzorch hachoka tvei, because bread needs a bigger hachoka. You have to be more careful from bread. Mishum da'al halechem yechya ha'adam, because bread is what a person lives on, it's a staple of the diet. So we see the same concept in the Rosh. Umeviyah beis Yosef, lekamon reish simen kuf yudala, the Yosef brings it in Hilchos Bishul Akum, Ein Shom. Teida, do akocha charan gufa moide belechem. And we'll bring you another proof, that even the Ran himself, who says that leib bedili minei, by basa b'cholam, and therefore shari surim amotir, he'll agree by bread. Do ha aminan reish perak, kol abasa, daf kuf dalet, amin beis. Because we saw in the Gemara in Kol HaBasar that we mentioned previously, Chalas Chutz La'aretz Ilav Dehi Du Rabbanan Havigazrin in Halah Al Du Achila. Chalas Chutz La'aretz, if not for the fact that we had no reason to be geyser since it's in Chutz La'aretz, we would be geyser. For example, if it was in Eretz Yisrael, we would be geyser. Afa Gav Disir Bapi Nafshi, even though it's an Isser by itself, it's an Isser of Chala, since it's an Isser by itself, it's Shari Surim. See, even though it's Shari Surim, we still would make a gzera if there was a deraisa to be gzera for, even though it's an issur by itself. Elavade de belechem shayach lemitzvah tvei. The reason over there we would be gzera is because bread is different. Lefizeh also lahalis lechem shel issur ala shulchan kederech she'asur b'vatzah b'cholav. And it would come out that if you had treif bread, you would not be allowed to have it on the table unless there was a hacker. So now let's go to Sif Beis. The Makor of Sif Beis is the Mishnah Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Let's see inside. The Mishnah in the middle says, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Shnei Achsanoyim Oichlem Al Shulchan Echod, Ze Bosa Ve Ze Gvino Ve Ein Choshishim. Two guests can eat on the same table, one meat and one cheese, and we're not worried that they'll come to eat from each other. So the Gemara says, two lines into the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ela She'en Makirin Zeze. This is only where they do not recognize each other. Avol Makirin Zeze, Oser. Where they recognize each other, it's Oser to eat on the same table. Tani Nami Hachi, we have a brisa to support this. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Beis Achsanoyim Shenis Achu Lepindak Echad, two guests that are guests in a hotel, Zeb Bomin at Sofain, Zeb Bomin at Dorim, one comes from the north and one comes from the south, Zeb Bobichati Chosoi, Zeb Bob Bigvinosoi, one comes with his piece of meat and one comes with his cheese, Oichlin al Shulchan Echad, Zeb Bosov and Zagvino Vein Choshishin. They may eat on the same table and we're not worried. Veloy Asu Elabat Fisa Achas, and the only Tommy Aser is where it's one Tfisa. Rashi says, Krach Echad, in one sandwich. Tfisa Achas HaKadetach? Do we have a Havamina? Would anyone think that Tfisa Achas, in one sandwich, meat and cheese, is Mutter? Eloka Ein Tfisa Achas. When we say it's Mutter, it's like one sandwich. Which we'll see in Tesis soon, means that it's on the same table. Then the Gemara asks, Amali Rav Yemer Bashalmiya La Abaye? Rav Yemer Bashalmiya asked Abaye, Shnei Achen, Umakpidim Zel Ze Mahu. What happens with two brothers and they are makpidim from each other? And they won't eat from one from the other. They got into a fight, or for whatever reason, they don't get along. Possibly could also mean that they're picky, that they won't eat from one from the other. So what would be the din? Omalei Yoimu Kol Asrika Nasurim V'Asrika Baisis Mutorim. This is an expression to say we do not permit the exception to the rule. Over there, the Gemara is talking about Mitzvachim. Again, we're coming to Hilchos Pesach, that it's usher to make matzahs with shapes. The reason is that we're afraid that when you're going to make the shapes, you're going to wait too long with the matzah, and the matzah is going to turn chometz. So the Gemara says that even Suiki Baisus, who had a mold to make the shapes, and we're not afraid that it'll take too long and it'll become chometz, is still usher. So people shouldn't get mixed up. We don't make exceptions to the rule. We don't say that all shapes are usher, except for shapes of baisus. So any time we have a rule, we do not permit the exception to the rule. So over here as well, if we have a rule that you need a hacker, even though they don't get along, or they won't eat from one another, we still say it's usher. So let's just finish the Gemara. Well, Tamei Chada Amar Av Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yechanan Mi She'en Lo Ela Cholok Echod Mutter L'Chavse B'Chol HaMoed. The din is one is not permitted to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, but if he only has one shirt to wear, he can wash it on Chol HaMoed. So why is it mutter to wash it on Chol HaMoed? Yom Kol HaSvikan Asurim V'Svika Baisis Mutarim. Why over there are we permitting the exception to the rule? So the Gemara answers, Hasam Ha'amar Maravashi Ezuvay Mechir Chalav. When the person who only has one shirt or one pants washes his clothes on Chol HaMoed, he does not remove the belt. Usually, let's say you have two pants, so when you want to wash the other pair of pants, you take your belt out of the one you're washing and you put it into your belt into the one you're wearing. But someone only has one pants, washes the belt with the pants. So when someone sees the pants being washed or hung on the line, he'll see that the belt is with the pants and he'll know that over here is different because he had nothing else to wear. But in any other case, we do not permit the exception of the rule because people will come to permit the rule itself. So therefore, two brothers, even if they're makbed, are also to eat on the same table. So now, let's see Tosfos Ke'ein Tfisa Achas. When we learned the Gemara, we said Tfisa Achas means that they're in one sandwich, and Ke'ein Tfisa Achas is they're on the same table. So even if they're on the same table, it's Aser, if they're Makirim Zerzeh. So Tosfos says, V'im Yesh Dobo Matzik. If there's a separation in between the meat and the cheese, loyhavi ke'ein tfisa achas, it's not called similar to tfisa achas, and therefore it's mutter. Kahi de mesechet avodah zorah, beperek Rabbi Yishmael, Gabi avne makulis, the omer kan tvisa, but tvisa achas kamet b'shtei tvises. Over there, there was an avodazor to put rocks in a triangular type shape. So the Gemara says, if I have a separation between the bottom two and the top, then it's mutter, and it does not look like avodazor, because it's shtei tvises, if there's a separation. So over here too, if you have a separation between the meat and the milk, it's not called anymore tvisa achas, it's called shtei tvises, and therefore it's mutter. V'hechidomi, how do I make a separation? Kagoyin be'ika goiva beni beni. There has to be some height in between the separation. Just to put a piece of paper or something flat in between the meat and the milk is not considered a separation. L'fichach noyigam achshav k'sheze oichol boser v'ze oichol gvino al shulchan echad manicham lechem oikankan oishar kelem lahafsuk ben taim. So therefore, if one person is eating milk on the table and one person is eating meat, they would put a bread or a pitcher or other utensils in between to make a hefsek. The Ma'aseh d'Achronim have said that it has to be something that's not being used at that suda. I oichol al mapa acher, so each one eats on his own placemat, that's enough for a hacker. The Habikain shtei tvises. So that's tvises, according to the way we learned in Rashi, that tvisa means one sandwich and kain tvisa means one table. There are others that learn the Gemara differently. The loy asru ela b'tvisa achas, when the Gemara says it's not asru eel, only tvisa achas, kaloyma shehin b'tso achas, it means that they're on the same bill, they're paying together. Kagoyin acham shekano esru b'tvisa sabayis, v'yesh noichlim. In Baba Basra, in the 8th parak, it says this lashon of tvisa sabayis. So over there, what the Gemara is talking about is brothers that bought an esrog from the Yerusha. They didn't divide the Yerusha yet, the inheritance. So it's called Tfisa Achas. Upor Tfisa Achas Alkadaitoch. So the Gemara by us asks, Tfisa Achas, you want to say that Tfisa Achas is Aser, Mali Baitza Achas, Mali Baitza Achas, what's the difference if it's one bill or two bills? In Makirim Tzeresa, if they know each other, what's the difference if they're paying on the same bill, or they're buying it together, make a difference that one should not come to eat from the other. Umeshanis is a Gemara answers, Ka'in Tvisa Achas. Dahano Shemekirim Zerzeh. It's like a Tvisa Achas that they know each other well enough that they would buy together. And that's, and therefore, they might come to eat from one another, and therefore it's Aser. So Tosfos says, Ulpirish Zeh, Loi Ayri Klal Shiyehe Mutu Le'achol Al Shulchan Echad Bishvil Hetzek Ben Shem Entayim. And so according to this pshat, a hacker to separate between the milk and the meat would not help. Because there's no remez to a hacker. According to the first pshat, tvisa means on the same table, that it looks like they're together. Therefore, a hacker works because it's not like they're together. But according to the second pshat, tvisa, ka'in tvisa achas, means that they know each other, and therefore, we do not see anywhere in the Gemara that there's a reason to matter eating milk and meat together with a hacker. The Maisa de Beis Yosef says, the Rif and the Rambam don't mention a hacker, so it sounds like they learn like the second pshat in Tosfos, but the minhag is like the first pshat in Tosfos, and therefore, if there's a hacker, it's mutter. One more point. When the Gemara says that brothers that are makbet are aster, because it's an exception to the rule, the Beis Yosef says that brothers is lav dafka, that even two people that know each other, but are makbet from each other, are aster. The Taz and the Shach, when the Mashal, who does not pass like this, and passkans that two people that know each other, if they're makbet from each other, it's mutter. Because the Mashal learns that Makirim says that is that they're friendly, and if they're friendly, they're not makpidim, and therefore he says that two people that are makpid from each other would be mutter, but it has in the shach, both paskim like the machaber, that it's mutter. I think the rest you can see inside yourself, the machaber amor, shach and taz.